And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Never mind that breakfast burrito in my mouth. I'm just happy to see y'all. Good morning, 6:07 at the show with Jen and Truda, KC-1021. It is Wednesday, the 21st of February. Will our kids ever go back to school is the question.
No, I'm having the parent freakout moment right now because I literally just got the text. They had Shawnee Mission schools were open until just now. Shawnee Mission schools are now closed. So, well, just in case you are in that district, I'm on their Facebook page right now. Due to extreme cold and possible icy conditions, schools and administrative offices will be closed Wednesday, February 21st, and everyone else is closed from what I can tell as well.
Yes, well, within the last 10 minutes, right before we went on the air, I got the text that DeSoto schools are closed this morning, and we were open until 5:52.
Yeah.
So I literally got that text a couple minutes ago, and yes, so now it seems like all the majors are closed.
Yes, and we do have the list posted. I just tweeted it at KC102 Radio if you want to check the list, but looks like they've all pretty much gone. I have not seen Blue Valley yet, but I'm sure if Shawnee Mission goes down, I got to assume Blue Valley is going to be going next, too.
Kansas City Public, they actually put theirs in last night. We saw that during the Olympics.
So. Yep. A lot of them announced it last night. So, yay, another day watching Moana.
My kids have been off for a week.
Yeah, because we had President's Day, and a lot of kids had conferences at the end of last week.
End of the quarter, Thursday, Friday last week. They had a half day Wednesday.
Right.
And then Thursday, Friday, we haven't gone to school forever. Now we're going to turn around and have spring break in a couple weeks. I'm like, what is this?
Somebody give my kids some math lessons.
Seriously.
Please, I'm begging.
And we had a week off in January. I mean, this is nuts.
Don't make me parent. Don't you make me parent. Other things going on in the world, the U.S. medal total is now up to 14 after this morning's gold in women's cross-country skiing. Spoiler alert, Team USA is tied with the Netherlands for fourth place overall with 6 of its 14 medals gold. Norway remains out in front of the pack with 31 medals, followed by Germany with 23 and Canada with 20. Norway and Germany each have 11 gold medals. I did get to see Lindsey Vonn last night, the American skiing superstar, is ending her Olympic downhill career with a bronze medal. She took third in the women's downhill event at her final Olympic Games in Pyeongchang.
I was pretty emotional about it, too.
It's been really hard for me not to get emotional for so many reasons, especially because of my grandfather, and I wanted to win so much because of him. But I still think I made him proud, and our family never gives up, and I never gave up. I kept working hard, and I am really proud of this medal, and I know he is, too.
At 33 years old, Vonn is the oldest woman to win an Olympic alpine skiing medal.
Hmm.
And if I were her grandpa, I'd be like, dude, you won a bronze medal at the Olympics? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be sad for bronze, but I know it's hard after you've already won gold.
Yes. Well, he's up in heaven, but he'll send her a sign.
Having a drink for your health may be better for the elderly than exercise. A new study found that seniors who drink a moderate amount of alcohol each day have a better chance of living past 90 than those who exercise daily. Yay! Researchers at the University of California, Irvine, found that 2 glasses of wine or beer dropped the chance of premature death by 18%. Daily exercise for up to 45 minutes reduced premature death by only 11%.
Why wait till you're old? Let's just get started now.
And a Missouri police department is asking do-gooders planning to donate clothes to an area thrift store to, quote, please remove your drugs before donating to charity. The Crestwood Police Department said it received 2 calls last week to respond to Savers Thrift Store because of possible illegal drugs left in donated clothes. They wrote on Facebook, Savers has made it quite clear to us they do not want these items. So in the spirit of good gift giving and charity, please remove your drugs before donating your clothing. Since you obviously don't want your drugs anymore, we applaud that you've chosen to no longer be an illegal drug user. We kindly ask that you destroy your unused drugs instead of trying to give them away.
Yeah, it doesn't up the value of the clothes. You don't get a bigger tax write-off doing that.
Right.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Smashing Pumpkins coming in August. If you want tickets, we need the correct answer to this. This has 200 lights and weighs 2,400 pounds. What are we talking about?
All right, let's find out together. We'll start with Damien up in KC. Damien's first. What's going on, man?
Is it the Wheel of Fortune wheel?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
I'm guessing somebody Googled. Or is just ridiculously brilliant in an odd way.
or watches a lot of game shows.
Love you some Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, it's the wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm the Wheel of Fortune.
Right?
Tickets for you, my friend, going to see Smashing
Perfect.
Pumpkins in August.
Awesome.
Damien, are you familiar with the brown horse incident from Wheel of Fortune? We went down the rabbit hole on this yesterday.
What?
So
no,
last,
I am not.
We were watching Wheel last night, getting ready for the Olympics, and the woman at the final puzzle solves it in like a second and a half. She knows it from the instant it comes up on the board. Uh-huh. She doesn't even, the R-S-T-L-N-E, she's got it. Well, she says first, brown horse.
Okay.
And Pat says that's an inside joke. So we go back, you YouTube it. This guy makes some amazing guess about riding a brown horse, and it's really super funny. So, but we had to go back and watch the clip on YouTube because we didn't know what they were referencing.
I feel like you took us a long way with an anticlimactic
with really
ending.
No payoff.
Thank you.
Well, which for me is kind of like that.
The
so
payoff for you, though, sir, with Smashing Pumpkins tickets.
Awesome.
Hang on the line, Joey.
Perfectly
get your...
describes my life, by the way. We went a long way for really a very disappointing sort of end.
Yeah.
Good, brown horse.
Good stuff. Thanks.
YouTube Wheel of Fortune brown horse.
I'll Google it. I'll check out your brown horse.
All right, what's coming up in the entertainment news?
So we're all on a little break from This Is Us during the Olympics, but I'll tell you where you can get your Sterling K. Brown fix next.
What else do you expect from a guy who has plenty of time to watch Wheel of Fortune?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's Natalie Imbruglia. She was an Australian soap opera star. Was once married to the lead singer of Silverchair. You're welcome. 647. That's the kind of stuff you get on a snow day, my folks. Yes.
Kids are out again today, and just looking at the wintry mix we could get tonight, it looks like we could be out tomorrow, too.
Oh. And let me tell you, Jen is so excited by that. She's about to go nuts over here.
For real.
You're really about to. I'm afraid for your safety. Can we 5150 people in Kansas? Is that possible?
You know what? I'm just giving them YouTube and telling them to go to their rooms. Just, here you go. Watch the egg opening videos, the toy opening videos. I don't care.
That'll totally do it.
Mommy's taking a nap. Celebrating birthdays today from Frasier, Emmy Award-winning actor Kelsey Grammer is 63. Actress Jennifer Love Hewitt is 39. And
oh, now wait a second. You didn't warn me to get my hot belt going.
Yeah, there you go. And from Juno, actress Ellen Page is 31. NBA Hall of Famer Charles Barkley and This Is Us star Sterling K. Brown are going to host the first two Saturday Night Live episodes next month. For Barkley, March 3rd will mark his fourth time guest hosting the show. His musical guest is Migos, marking their Saturday Night Live debut. And then a week later, Emmy winner Sterling K. Brown is going to host SNL for the first time. His musical guest will be James Bay.
Ah, cool.
Kansas native actress Kirstie Alley got into a Twitter feud with the U.S. Olympic curling team after she called the sport boring. Access Hollywood reported on the fight and the curlers' shady response to Kirstie.
It's an Olympic battle we never expected to see. Kirstie picking a fight with the U.S. curling team. Kirstie took the first swing, tweeting, "I'm not trying to be mean, but curling is boring."
Well, no surprise, the U.S. curling team took offense and fired back. "We're not trying to be mean either, but your movies weren't exactly riveting theater, Kirstie."
Well, it looks like Kirstie had a change of heart today, responding, "Okay, I'm going to give it another chance. My son loves watching curling. He doesn't love figure skating, which I do, so we can make each other give second chances today."
Yeah, the team did seem to bury the hatchet after seeing her tweet. They did invite the actress and her son to learn the sport with a local curling organization in Hollywood.
Well, I mean, you run down the IMDb, Look Who's Talking was on the other day.
I do like
that's
that
movie. That's a classic. I love that.
The first one.
Trekkies know that she was in Star Trek.
Sure.
Love that movie.
Yeah. Do you know I had a random Kirstie Alley sighting because she's from Wichita, and she had nieces and nephews that still went to high school down in Wichita, and I went to see a friend of mine's basketball game once, and she was just there, just hanging out in the stands watching her nieces and nephews, and I'm like, what's Kirstie Alley? This basketball game down here. And Black Panther now officially has the second biggest four-day opening in box office history, making just over $40 million on President's Day to bring its domestic launch to $242 million. That's just a step higher than the $241.5 million made by The Last Jedi in December, second only to the $288 million made by The Force Awakens in 2015.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Kids are out again today, and from what things look like, they might be out again tomorrow, because we're supposed to get, what, another wintry mix overnight tonight?
Yeah, ice tomorrow morning, turning to rain, overnight tonight, getting some wintry mix.
Fantastic. The Olympics over for the U.S. men's hockey team. Team USA lost its quarterfinal game to the Czech Republic 3-2 in a shootout. It's the earliest exit for the men in the Olympics since the 2006 games. The U.S. was without NHL players for the first time since 1994. The U.S. women's hockey team will play for the gold tonight. Team USA takes on four-time defending Olympic champion Canada. Male bobsledders and female snowboarders at the Winter Olympics are the most popular athletes on Tinder. The dating app ran down lists of the most popular athletes competing in Pyeongchang. Among women, snowboarders lead alpine skiers, bobsledders, luges, and freestyle skiers. Joey and I just had this conversation this morning, and I believe he disagrees with this list of who he would choose.
Okay.
Joey, your thoughts?
Definitely some of the female curlers.
Yeah. Particularly, was there a certain country?
I probably would go Canada.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'd like to ask one of those girls, Oot.
Where was that one chick that looked like, I should say woman, I'm sorry. what country was the woman from that was kind of Megan Fox-ish? Was she
Russian? Oh, yeah,
there
I don't
was
know,
a
right?
stunning curler. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember where she was from, but right off the bat, guys were like, oh, hello, curling.
Yes.
I'm in for this. As far as the
curling
guys...
your toes, huh?
As far as the guys go, male bobsledders top the list.
Really?
Then hockey players, snowboarders, alpine skiers, and skeleton racers.
And then Tongan flag wavers.
Oh, yeah.
Strangely enough, I don't know. Or that.
What happened to him? I haven't been following his
Oh, yeah,
activity.
No, he didn't even. He came in next to last.
Aww.
They did a whole thing about him. Mike Tirico had him on the show and everything. They're like, you came in next to last. Well, it's not about the competition.
He had never seen snow until 10 minutes ago.
That's right, yes.
Tinder says
he just wanted to prove he could do it.
That's right. And Tinder says app users from the U.S., Sweden, and Britain are most active in trying to connect with Olympians in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie Underwood donated $10,000 to the GoFundMe page for an Oklahoma police officer who was injured last week in a rollover crash, left him with a broken neck. Underwood gave the gift under her married name, Carrie Fisher, on Saturday for this assistant police chief, Justin Durrett. He was heading to work on February 11th when his truck slid off the road and crashed. He was ejected, suffered a broken neck, bruised spine, multiple gashes on his head. He remains in the intensive care unit, still can't feel anything from his chest down, but apparently he and Carrie Underwood have known each other since they were kids, went to church together.
Oh, wow.
So she donated this $10,000, and her donation is going to help the family pay for medical bills. And they have pushed that GoFundMe total over $14,000 for his help.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We get a lot of good emails here. You can email actually theshow@kc1021.com. Imagine that.
Weird.
Got an email this morning. I'm going to read the skim through the good details here, Jen, but it brings up a good question. I actually heard this argument the other day. When did you get your first job?
Well,
do you remember what age you got your first job?
The first... decently paying job, honestly. When I was 14, I was babysitting for these little, and they were older kids. They were 10 and 7 at the time.
Right.
And I was 14, but I got paid $80 a week, and I watched them Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, during the summer.
Oh, wow.
That was my first summer job, which
$80
a week to me was huge. First actual job, in a place where I got a paycheck. I think that's when I was answering phones for the legal department of Wyandotte County.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha.
That was my first get up, put on real clothes, be there by 8.
Nice.
And that was a summer job.
Yeah,
and I would have been 16 at that point.
Sure. I started working at 14, McDaniel's Pharmacy, downtown Overland Park.
Oh,
I was a stock boy after school.
They
14
gave you
years old.
Access to drugs at that age?
I didn't have access to the drugs. I wish I did. But we got this email from a guy who says, his neighbor's 16-year-old daughter, they're taking a band trip. And this is pretty popular right now.
Oh, yeah.
Your niece, you know full well how this goes. They need anywhere from $600 to $1,000. So he thought, maybe the girl, she's 16 years old, she can get a job. But she set up a GoFundMe page and sent that to all the neighbors that they're friends with. And he thought it was kind of weird, tacky, kind of a jokey thing until he found out mom helped daughter set the GoFundMe page up. And he goes, wait a second. Look, I started working when I was 15, but can't she babysit or get a job or something to make that money instead of teaching kids to just set up a GoFundMe to leech off of other people's money?
Right. I would say that the argument there would be that she won't make enough, because if she goes and gets a job, it's going to be probably minimum wage. So at $7.25 an hour, she would have to work a trillion hours to earn the $1,000 to take the band trip. However, being the parent I am, I would make them get the job and start saving up. Like, even if you can contribute, even if you can't cover the full $1,000,
sure,
you can contribute.
And then you kind of bonus them the rest.
Right.
For good attendance and homework and stuff like that, grades maybe.
I would not feel okay setting up a GoFundMe for neighbors and people to fund the trip if it wasn't a school-sponsored fundraiser. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like when we went to the Grand Canyon as our eighth grade trip, which I know you think is highfalutin.
That's huge.
But we had to sell bags of pasta.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We were eighth graders. We're out after church selling bags of pasta for the trip.
But you were putting the effort in, so that was, you know.
Right, and all the trash bags and everything.
But a GoFundMe where you're just setting up, here's my PayPal. Just send me money.
Yeah, I think it's just too easy now.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
All right, text line's going crazy about the email that we threw out there about a 16-year-old neighbor of a guy who's looking to go on a band trip, started a GoFundMe page that he thought was kind of a joke. He's like, wait, when are you getting your job? Oh, no, the GoFundMe page, that's going to help fund my trip.
Yeah, you guys just all pitch in and pay for it. Text line, or you can call 816-576-7102. From the text line, during the summer at 16, I had a full-time job all year long, so I was working 40 hours a week starting at 16. This is crazy thinking kids should just beg money from others. What are we teaching kids? I managed good grades and feel it prepared me for the real world. Hard work pays off, period. You can't be successful in this world without an attitude that others should pay, with an attitude that others should pay for things that you want. GoFundMe.
It's a good text.
Adds to how much people are lazy and think they're entitled to everything. Also on the text line. No, I agree with most of these.
Pretty much seems to be the sentiment. I had two full-time jobs my last year of high school and worked two jobs after high school to help pay for college classes. Raising a generation thinks they're owed things and wonder why they rely on everyone around them to provide what they want. 2381 on the text line.
Also, a GoFundMe page doesn't teach kids responsibility. Nope. But they sure love to sign up for things on the interwebs. I had a full-time job my last 2 years of high school, worked two jobs after high school to pay for college classes. We are raising a generation that thinks they're owed things. Is this what you just read?
Probably.
Am I rereading?
I don't know. But here's actually a different turn on this. 2988 on the text line says, I would just as soon donate directly. That way the school gets it all instead of the fundraising company. And I'm not stuck with whatever crappy product they're selling.
Yes, I 100% agree with that. I'm like, I don't need your popcorn. I'll just give you $20. Just take the $20 instead of you getting $1.50 and this company taking, you know, $18.50 of it.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know what? Here's the greatest thing. This is what you do, right? I did this at the other job.
Okay.
But one roll of trash bags when I first started.
Right.
And I put it next to my desk. And when people would come by and they're like, hey, Truda, my kid's still in trash. And I would just point down to the trash bag roll next to my desk that I never took away in 10 years. And they go, oh, you got some. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
because everybody sells trash bags.
Tried with Girl Scout cookies, but they were gone too fast.
They don't last long enough.
Can you hand me those Samoas, by the way? I'll buy all day.
Absolutely.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Wednesday morning, a special midweek snow day edition of Hashtag Bless. Hashtag
Bless. We do have a four-pack of tickets to see your Kansas City Mavericks take on the Allen Americans at Silverstein Ice Center's Arena on Saturday, February 24th. It is Cheese's Princess Party. Princess items will be available in the team store as they celebrate Cheese's Princess Party. You want those tickets? Be the 12th call or text with hashtag blessed.
Excellent. You're starting off on the text line. You want some phone calls.
I love this one. Hashtag blessed. My kids do have school today.
Ah.
Hashtag
blessed.
Where do you live? That's amazing. Also, I'm blessed in many ways, but currently with my new job, today is day 3. Hashtag blessed. Oh. Hashtag
blessed. It's got to be somebody listening on the app who doesn't live here, who has school today.
Down in Surprise.
Over the park, here's Janelle. Janelle, how are you hashtag blessed this Wednesday morning?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
How are you feeling hashtag blessed?
Oh, I'm blessed to just have a job and have a car, and I'm sitting in the parking lot right now. Just super excited to be here.
What kind of work do you do?
I am a front desk coordinator at a hospital in Overland Park.
Oh, okay. That sounds very busy. Mm-hmm. A lot of human interaction.
Yeah. Well, Janelle, can you thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Glad that you're blessed this morning.
Yeah, me too, every day.
Excellent. That's a great outlook on life. Melanie, how are you hashtag blessed this morning?
Happy, healthy family and wonderful job.
Ooh, what kind of job is so wonderful?
I'm in a branch administrative assistant, aero truck sales. Work with wonderful people.
Nice.
That makes all the difference. It doesn't even matter what you're doing. It's the cool,
no.
good coworkers.
Yes, definitely.
All right, Melanie, thank you for the call. Glad you're hashtag blessed today. Kellen and Casey Moe, good morning. How are you hashtag blessed today?
I am so blessed. My mom has beaten two different kinds of cancer, and I have a wonderful family and a wonderful job that I work at for 13 years.
Oh, wow.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All sorts of blessings.
Yes.
How long has your mom been sick, and has she been going through that?
Well, first was breast cancer, then it was rectal squamosis, but she's a fighter, and she believes in God, and she has made it through, and, you know, she's 71 years old, she still quilts, she still belongs to car clubs, and she's just very, you know, she's my rock, and she's everybody's rock. She made it look easy, and we know it wasn't.
How does she feel about hockey?
She loves hockey.
Well, fantastic. Let's send her to a Mavericks hockey game.
Yeah.
We've got a 4-pack of tickets for you.
Oh, great. You guys are wonderful. I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate
that. That's fantastic.
Well, hang on the line. Joey will get your info. We'll get you hooked up with those hockey tickets.
Oh, you're wonderful, guys. Thanks.
Well, and all the love to your mom, too. That has been great for her. That is so glad for your family.
I'm almost in tears smiling.
Yeah, I'll bet. Oh, that's so great. All right, Kayleen, thank you. Hold on for 1 second. Joey's got the info. Good ways to be hashtag blessed on a Wednesday morning.
Another one on the text line. I'm hashtag blessed because my husband is a very hard worker. He worked from 8:30 yesterday morning until almost midnight, salting and clearing sidewalks for businesses.
Wow.
Thank you for doing that, because this morning I wore heels and could have fallen as I was walking into Quick Trip.
You didn't know better?
I did. I was stupid. My thinking. Oh, also on the text line, most schools north of the river are in session today, coming from a teacher in the Northland that wishes she had a snow day.
Oh, right.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Sending my kids up north.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's a snow day again in KC.
Well, for a lot of people, but on the text line, we're getting a lot of texts saying, like this one said, my wife teaches in the Turner District and my son goes to Lewisburg schools. Both had school today. My wife was crushed. She's 8.5 months pregnant and will take any day home to rest.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sure, right?
Ugh. Yeah, Liberty and Kearney are still open, too.
Yeah, I think north of the river, most stuff is open up that way. But
right.
We cannot.
Well, I mean, really,
Trude and I, we haven't sent our kids since last week.
Yeah.
They were off for President's Day. Then we were supposed to have an in-service anyway Tuesday. And now they've been out. Good chance they're going to be out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because we're supposed
probably.
To get junk overnight tonight.
As well give them Friday, too.
I mean, we were off last Thursday and Friday for the end of the quarter.
Right.
Conferences. Off Monday. Then snow days these 2 days. If they don't go tomorrow, I mean,
she's
my gosh.
A solid week.
Yeah. It's crazy.
They can Google whatever they need to know. They're fine.
And then they have spring break in like a minute and a half. They're out
again.
Yeah,
that's true. It's just ridiculous.
I feel like we got ripped off when we were kids. We never had days off school.
Isn't that about right, though?
After walking 6 miles both ways
uphill.
And look,
I've got to be honest. I mean, all the people, you know, in our neighborhood, at least in our district, it seems like, you live within 2 minutes of the school.
Right.
The roads were dry. I mean, I'm going, come on, really?
I grew up in Minneapolis. We never got a snow day.
Yeah.
It was put another layer on, you're fine.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I can see it in some districts, like out in Basser and Lansing. Like,
sure.
Those make sense because they bus a lot of kids in. But,
right.
You know, in Overland Park, I got to be honest, my roads were dry.
Oh,
we were
sure.
Fine.
Yeah, these were buildings. I mean, look, we had the old, like, steam heat radiators. We had, you know, ceiling fans and box fans. We didn't have AC. You got nice climate-controlled buildings now.
We sound like we're 106 years old right now.
I walked uphill to school in the snow both ways.
Get off my lawn!
No
and get
shoes.
To school.
It was a one-room schoolhouse.
We didn't have desks. We stood all day and shared one piece of chalk.
We didn't have playgrounds. Oh, wait, that was
hey!
Dead. Sorry.
Oh, yes. Or cafeterias.
Some of us didn't have those things at our Catholic schools.
Cafeterias.
We didn't. We had
gyms.
To eat our little PB&Js at our
wow.
desk.
Mm.
10 items or less this morning. Christian evangelist Billy Graham is dead at the age of 99. He was known to most as America's pastor. Graham provided counsel to scores of American presidents, starting with Harry S. Truman. A family spokesperson said Graham died at his home in North Carolina this morning of natural causes.
His character also shows up in The Crown, the Netflix show about Queen Elizabeth.
Really?
Yes.
Your favorite show.
Preached over there in England, and she was enamored of him, according to the show.
U.S. medal total now up to 14 after this morning's gold in women's cross-country skiing. Team USA is tied with the Netherlands for fourth place overall with six of its 14 medals gold. Norway remains out in front of the pack with 31 medals, followed by Germany with 23, Canada with 20. Norway and Germany each have 11 gold. American skiing superstar Lindsey Vonn is ending her Olympic downhill career with a bronze medal. Vonn took third in the women's downhill event at her final Olympic Games in Pyeongchang.
It's been really hard for me not to get emotional for so many reasons, especially because of my grandfather, and I wanted to win so much because of him. But I still think I made him proud, and our family never gives up, and I never gave up. I kept working hard, and I am really proud of this medal, and I know he is too.
Yeah, you got bronze at the Olympics. That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
33-year-old Vonn is now the oldest woman to win an Olympic alpine skiing medal. Having a drink for your health may be better for the elderly than exercise. A new study found that seniors who drink a moderate amount of alcohol each day have a better chance of living past 90 than those who exercise daily. Researchers at the University of California, Irvine, found that two glasses of wine or beer dropped the chance of premature death by 18%. Daily exercise for up to 45 minutes reduced premature death by only 11%. Let's start now, shall we?
And why wait?
Missouri Police Department is asking do-gooders planning to donate clothes to an area thrift store to, quote, please remove your drugs before donating your clothing. The Crestwood Police Department said it received two calls last week to respond to Savers Thrift Store because of possible illegal drugs left in donated clothes. Savers has made it quite clear that they do not want these items, the department wrote on Facebook. So in the spirit of good gift-giving and charity, please remove your drugs before donating your clothing. Since you obviously don't want your drugs anymore, we applaud you that you've chosen to no longer be an illegal drug user, but we kindly ask that you destroy your unused drugs instead of trying to give them away.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, tons of people are now flocking to area thrift stores looking for drugs.
What am I going to find in the pockets, huh? On the line here, Gina, you think we're all big wusses because where did you grow up? Oh, no, my button sticks. Gina?
Hello? Yes?
Yes? You didn't get snow days where you were from, right?
Oh, no. I lived in the mountains of Oregon, and I kid you not, there was chains on every single bus, and they would haul us down the mountain in neighbors' four-wheel drive pickup trucks to come from every direction to pick you up, drive your butt to the bus stop where you waited in 4 feet of snow for the bus to roll up with its chain. And if the bus didn't get there, you'd have to swing your butt up on a log truck and ride it to town. You were not missing school.
They didn't even pick you up and take you all the way to school. They took you to the bus stop.
They just took us. They would have the community bus stop for snow route would be at the bottom of the mountain. And that's where we would meet. And I kid you, there was there's an inch of snow. We have to cancel because the kids may get cold. Are you kidding me? I can't feel my feet ever. Nobody cares.
Picture little first and second graders up to their eyes in snow, just standing in 4 feet of snow.
There were times the snow was taller than us.
Oh, man.
And you know what? Your butt went anyway.
Do you have kids, and are they home today?
I actually have one. I'm dropping off to school right now, and I've got the other one in the back seat also headed to school. So.
Is the school open, or are you just dropping them off?
She's just taking them there.
Hey, do your best. You got a lunch. If you got to kill a bear, hit it with your loose leaf notebook.
That's a good life lesson right there.
Right? Bill Cosby. Just listen to Bill Cosby when he talks about that on his old school stuff. Oh, yeah. When his dad would say that. That's how we grew up. It was in the mountains. You just had to do it.
That's right.
You just did it. Didn't whine about it. No pansies allowed.
Thank you for the call. I'm glad your kids are off to school.
Yeah, me too. I feel some day drinking coming on.
Jen's kind of girl.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
just because we get around.
Generation X versus the Millennial Generation. It's what we do Wednesday mornings.
Up for grabs today. Tickets to check out Sea Life if you'd like to go there. You and I both go on there this weekend. I think that'll be cool.
We are. Yeah, going to go check out. Addie's going to take a run through the new stuff.
Race to the Ocean exhibit is open there. Shaylee, how you feeling about this morning?
I'm going to stretch a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that helps.
All right.
Julie is from up north of the river. Good morning, Julie.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
What year were you born?
77.
Okay. You are a Gen Xer. We'll see how you do against Shaylee. This is an Olympic edition since we are still in the midst of our Winter Olympics. We'll test you.
Oh, no.
That's all right. Don't worry. You can get this. No one has ever lost to
shirts.
In the 2 years that we've played this, not one person has ever lost.
That hurts.
Awesome.
I feel solid for you.
Slightly skewed.
Yeah.
Shaylee, we'll start with you this morning. The Jamaican bobsled team made their nation's Winter Olympic debut in the 88 Winter Games. Dudley Stokes, Michael White finished the two-man event in 30th place and launched the Jamaican team into worldwide fame. Their odyssey was made into what 1993 movie?
Cool Runnings.
No!
Yeah. Why do you know this?
Because my cousins made me watch it like every other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's and random. Finally one good movie in your repertoire.
I don't remember watching it though. I mean, I watched it, but I don't.
I know, right?
Something about bobsledding.
Oh, they bobsled.
I fell asleep every time.
I don't know.
But she did know the answer. I'm giving her 1.6 for that.
What? Well, you got it right off the bat.
But the difficulty level was low.
They carried the bobsled.
Over to Julie.
That's great.
I don't know what that means.
Julie, what U.S. speed skater has won 8 medals in the 2002, 2006, and 2010 Winter Games, was also the winner of the 4th season of Dancing with the Stars? He's got 3 names.
The only one I know from back in the day was Scott Hamilton. I don't know any current ones.
You're saying, no, you don't remember? Is that what you're saying? Oh, no.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Oh, no. She said, oh, no.
She did say, oh, no.
That's
right?
It, Apollo, Antana, oh, no.
Oh, no.
She said, oh, no, Shaylee.
What?
You
think that was led a bit.
Yes, that's what I said.
She said it. 10 points.
10?
She said it. His name. Shaylee, over to you. What singer performed a 9-minute version of his song All Night Long at the closing ceremonies of the 84 Summer Olympics? A 9-minute version of All Night Long. It was literally
Night
Long. Who sang that at the 84 Summer Olympics?
Say Lionel Fergie. Richie.
It was Lionel Richie.
Fergie.
He jazzed it up and made it sexy. I will give you 8.2 for that. All right. And over to Julie. In what 2007 movie do Will Ferrell and John Heder play rival figure skaters that became banned from singles competition but team up for pair skating?
Blade.
Yes,
no.
Yes. No, you're on. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put that together.
Blades of Glory?
Yes, Blades of Glory. That's it.
Yes.
112 points for that, which means you win the Sea Life passes.
112.
Shaylee, it's based on level of difficulty.
Yeah.
Sure.
And clearly she went up and did a triple sow cow there and got the win. That's what she did.
And the Russian judge was greatly impressed. So
that's right.
Yay!
So the tickets for you to go enjoy Sea Life there in Kansas City and Crown Center, all right?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Julie, hold on for 1 second.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
2 years, I'm telling you, 2 years.
I love you. I just can't spell your name right.
She spelled my name wrong.
Sorry. Brian with a Y?
Well, it's funny. Nobody calls me Brian as much as Jen anyway, because I'm used
That's
to Truda.
True. Yeah.
It's Truda. And then you spell Brian with an I. It's a
Sorry.
Y.
Sorry.
My goodness. Unbelievable.
There's a lot running through this head of mine.
Well, I think we played the Justin Timberlake song of the day.
We did indeed. Let's see if we can find caller 102.
Okay, to the phones we go. The next random caller will be it. Good morning, the show, KC1021.
Good morning.
What you doing?
I'm hoping I'm caller 102.
Guess what?
Shut up. No way.
You're caller 102!
Yay!
How would you like to go see Justin Timberlake at the Man of the Woods tour December 10th?
It turns out I'm free for the Justin Timberlake concert.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
Thank you for checking your calendar and making sure you're good.
Yeah.
I would have hated for you to call this time and then be like, oh, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Nope, that's not the case.
What are you out doing today on this snowy, icy day?
I am working.
Oh, you made it in.
Uh-huh. And my boss is hovering over me right now watching this happen.
Now, is your boss okay with you using work time to call into a radio station and win tickets?
I think she's okay with it.
Yeah, but now you have to take her to see Justin Timberlake, probably.
Right.
She just told me to use her name.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What is your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Amy, and I'm calling from Kansas City.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Well, congratulations, caller 102. Tickets are yours.
Thank you so much.
You hold on, because we're going to have Joey tell you all the info how to pick those up, okay?
Fantastic.
All right, Amy. Good job.
More Justin tickets to give away. Be listening tomorrow and Friday at 7:10. We will announce another Justin Song of the Day. Celebrating birthdays today from Frasier, Emmy Award-winning actor Kelsey Grammer is 63. Actress Jennifer Love Hewitt is 39. And from Juno...
I think the bell just broke.
Easy on your bell. Actress Ellen Page is 31 today. NBA Hall of Famer Charles Barkley and This Is Us star Sterling K. Brown going to host the first two SNL episodes next month. So Barkley, it's going to be March 3rd. That's going to be his fourth time guest hosting the show. His musical guest is going to be Migos, marking their Saturday Night Live debut. And then a week later, Emmy winner Sterling K. Brown going to host SNL for the first time. His musical guest will be James Bay. Kansas native, actress Kirstie Alley got into a Twitter feud with the U.S. Olympic curling team after she called the sport boring. Access Hollywood reported on the fight and the curlers' shady response.
It's an Olympic battle we never expected to see. Kirstie picking a fight with the U.S. curling team. Kirstie took the first swing, tweeting, I'm not trying to be mean, but curling is boring.
Well, no surprise, the U.S. curling team took offense and fired back. We're not trying to be mean either, but your movies weren't exactly riveting theater.
Oh. It looks like Kirstie had a change of heart today, responding, okay, I'm going to give it another chance. My son loves watching curling. He doesn't love figure skating, which I do, so we can make each other give second chances today.
The team did seem to bury the hatchet. They even invited the actress and her son to learn the sport with a local curling organization in Hollywood.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.